kind of a kid.
Yeah.
You kind of got arrested back there. What age are you, do you think, back there?
I don't know. If I had to pick an age, I'd say probably a lot of me is 19.
Did you ever seriously wonder about your sanity?
As a kid, I worried about my sanity a lot.
King was born in Portland, Maine in 1947. He remembers his childhood as being normal, if you consider his father's behavior normal.
He just left. I was 2, and my brother David was 4, and he told my mother one night, he said, Ruth, I'm going to go out and get a pack of cigarettes. And that was the last she ever saw of him.
You never heard from him again?
Never heard from him again.
Did you ever try to find him?
No, I really never did. I've thought about it from time to time.
Do you hate him?
No, I don't hate him. Maybe if I had him around now and he wasn't really just totally decrepit, I'd kick his ass for him a couple of times.
At the age of 12, King began submitting stories to publishers, but he received rejection slips until college when he earned a few extra dollars by writing for gentlemen's magazines like Dude and Swank. After he and Tabitha married, they lived in a rented trailer. She worked at Dunkin' Donuts, he at a laundry, but he kept writing. And one Sunday morning in 1973, his editor called. Paperback rights for Carrie went for $400,000. And he said to himself,
I have to get my wife a present. The only thing I found open was the Rexall drugstore, so I bought her a hair dryer.
Did we get her something on Monday?
We got her the news that we were going to retire and become full-time writers.
Today, the Kings have enough money to rebuild a library in Bangor. He says he has always loved to read.
I've read most of what Dean Koontz has written.
Here you are, one of the best-selling authors in all of history, and the critics can't find much that they like in your work.
Mm-hmm.
Does this hurt?
Well, it does hurt, and it's very hard to defend against, because any writer who sits where I'm sitting now and rebuts the critics looks like a pontificating fool. And I can't do that.
Here's your own quote. I'm the literary equivalent of a Big Mac and fries. Now, that's not
right.
Shakespeare.
I did say that. I did say that, and I stand by it. All I can say is, and this is in response to the critics who've often said that my work is awkward and sometimes a little bit painful. I know it. I'm doing the best that I can with what I've got.
Did you ever worry, for instance, that somebody's going to go out and do something that is suggested in one of your books?
Well, people have. My view when this comes up is that most people who commit crimes of that nature are already so disturbed that if they didn't do it one way, they would do it another way.
Are you religious?
I'm not conventionally religious in the sense that I don't go to church. Do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe in a personal God? Yes.
You wear a medal.
Yeah.
What is it, a religious medal?
It's Mary,
it is.
Mother of Jesus, and I've worn it. I've worn it for a long time.
Why do you wear the medal?
It feels comforting. I like the way she has her hands up like this, as if to say, "You're all right. I accept you for what you are."
The medal also gives King a sense of security. He needs it. In Misery, King imagines what might have happened to an author if his number one fan held him prisoner.
You have people who camp out in front of your house.
Yes, and we had a guy come through a window.
What happened?
He came in the window and he said, I have a bomb and I'm going to kill you. And I said, oh, and went out the door, nearest door, in my pajamas.
The bomb turned out to be a collection of pencil erasers and unwound paper clips.
But he read Stephen King. He knew that this was Stephen King's house. He came directly to it.
Mm-hmm.